On the Big Sports Breakfast, let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer. Thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah, Broadmeadow, Rosebery and Port Macquarie.
It's Jordan Murray, chance, goal, Central Coast Mariners, Jordan Murray.
That's great stuff by Matthew Miller, still going on, it's Miller, can they finish? Carriger, and they do! 2-0 Central Coast Mariners. He goes low along the ground, it's a good first touch by Murray, it's Connor Payne, it's in, it's three! Can you believe this? What a turnaround under Alan Stajic.
The Central Coast Mariners, they haven't had a great time of it of late, getting smashed up into the last couple of games. But on the weekend, they won 3-2 against Newcastle. And the man who's now in charge, Alan Stajic, joins us on the line. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Going very well, mate. I think we're all happy for the Mariners to have a win, mate, but more so you individually with, you know, what you've been going through over the last couple of weeks. It was great to see you get a gig in the A-League, and we're great that... The Mariners won.
Yeah, definitely. Certainly, I don't know if you watched the game or follow the game, but it was heart attack material.
Yeah.
Good induction into the A-League, that's for sure.
They took you down to the wire, Alan.
Yeah, look, they dominated the game with the ball and with territory, and we managed to get them on the counter-attack three times in the second half. And look, they were really pushing for a top six spot, so they had to win and threw everything at us in the last 10 minutes. And look, with a little bit of luck and a lot of hard work and resilience, I was really proud that the team could withhold the barrage and just pick their confidence up and their belief and really lay a platform to know that they, if they put that kind of effort in and show that kind of courage, that we could pick up some more points as we head towards the end of the season.
Yeah, you only had a short time with them the week, Alan. And obviously they conceded plenty of goals in the previous couple of games. Did you focus on the defence aspect of the game or more about just the structure that you want to get in place for the remaining games of the competition?
Yeah, look, a little bit of both, but obviously when you've been in a rut like the team has for a while and things haven't been going your way, there's a little bit of mentality that comes into play as well, and just starting to touch on some of those issues about, you know, how you prepare for good moments and bad moments and how you react and how you respond and what kind of resilience you have throughout a match. And but really just started to plant the seed of obviously things on the field like the tactics and the defensive shape of the team. And then the mentality part of the game is so critical. And when things haven't been going your way, you really got to find a way to pick yourself up and fight through moments in a match that don't go your way. And that's probably the most pleasing part, that the team could do that in such a short space of time.
Lucky enough to be chatting with Alan Stajic from the Central Coast Mariners. Alan, you mentioned the mental part compared to the physical part. Obviously that doesn't change, I imagine, the mental part between the women's game and the men's game. Tactics-wise, I know it's all still football, but do you have different tactics? How do you have to come to grips with that?
Oh, look, I've been there for a short time, so I'm not an expert
on
comparing the both. But seeing it just quickly firsthand, and my first impressions were that there are more things that are similar than are different. Look, it's quite obvious that the speed of the game is much higher, but for me, there are so many more things that are similar, and play habits and tactics and the things that are effective for me work in both games. So, look, at this stage, the report card is that there's a lot more similarities, but for me, it'll be a little bit of adjustment, obviously, a very quick adjustment that I need to do to ensure that we find the right strategies throughout each match. And, look, I've got two or three great assistant coaches there who really helped out on the night, a great goalkeeper coach, and they've been really helpful, not only on match night, but throughout the week as well. So, yeah. Look, it was a great team effort from everyone.
Yeah, and the challenge, though, is to back it up this week when you take on Adelaide.
Yeah, we've got this weekend off, but the weekend after, you're right, it is our next match, though, Loz. And that's the key. You want to show people that it's not a fluke. You want to show you can show that resilience and have that kind of courage. And then, obviously, we want to play some better football as well. Look, that part was probably a bit lacking. The courage and the fight and the desperation and the resilience were all high quality, but for me that should be a foundation and a platform that's there every game, and we really can improve our football. I know during the year the team's played so many matches where they've dominated with the ball, and if we can return to that style of play with all the mental aspects and the defensive aspects under our belt, then I'm sure we can win a few more matches as we head towards the end of the year, as I said.
Alan, it's interim at the moment. Obviously, I imagine you'd like to be a full-time coach in the A-League because everyone needs a gig. We understand that. Is there any indication that the Central Coast Mariners could ever spend some cash and give you some players?
Look, I've been there for 1 week, TK.
I know, it's all hard, mate.
I'm not even going to be asking for cash or anything at the moment. Look, the team's been in a tough place, so to worry about long-term is really just losing focus. And, yeah, you know, as Loz said, we've got Adelaide next game, and 100% of my effort's just worrying about that. I don't even know who we play after that, to be honest, and I don't care. We've just really got to put all our energy into that match and prove to everyone that there is all the good qualities that we're talking about and that it wasn't a fluke. So that's all my energy at the moment.
What did you find out about the players after that 1 week in charge during the game, Alan?
Look, I actually spoke during the week that there is a good vibe around the group. There is a willingness to want to achieve. I thought it would be a lot more downbeat when I walked in, but there was a spirit there that I didn't probably anticipate. I thought they'd be in a deeper and darker place, but they really showed that they want to be better, that they want to work hard for each other, that there's a collective spirit amongst the group and the willingness to learn and embrace new ideas. At the end of the day, I only had two sessions and they could have easily said, not for me. But they embraced everything. They wanted to work hard. They wanted to work hard for each other. And that gives me hope. That certainly gives me hope, and hopefully it gives the fans and the club hope as well.
Well, I think it says a lot about you, though, mate. I mean, as you quite rightly said, when you're taking over a group like that, they can either look at it in two ways and go, well, there's only six games remaining. You know, we'll just get through it. But when a new coach comes on board, they either get excited by what he's been able to do for them. And when you watch them play over the weekend, and again, I only saw the highlights and I read some of the reports, they really dug in. So I think you've got to take a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'd like to take credit. You can give me as much as you want. I'll take it. But at the end of the day, when I've been there for two sessions, we just tried to quickly implement some strategies that would give us a bit more cover and defensive shape. And you're right, they did buy in. And I think it showed. It was there for everyone to see. It was clear how much quality and defensive resilience they have. But again, for me, it's just a starting point. We really have to build on it in the coming weeks.
And Alan, it's terrific to see you coaching the Central Coast Mariners. Just a quick one to housekeeping, really. Where are you at with action against the FFA? Does this mean you drop off with action against the FFA and you move on, or you're still going to continue that action against losing the Matildas gig?
Yeah, look, nothing's been resolved there, so that's still ongoing.
Right, nothing's been resolved. Mate, really good to see you back. Terrific to see you coaching in the A-League, and we wish you back-to-back success now with the Central Coast Mariners and long-term gig within that A-League as well, Alan.
And thanks a lot for your support again, guys. Thank you.